because I just had a patient who had a very dramatic and fast response to the Deakin regimen, actually in a second-line setting after FOLFOXIRI bevacizumab. But now today, actually, turned things around, had rapid progression of disease. And what I'm doing right now is actually trying to figure out what's going on using a ctDNA assay to see whether we can identify what is driving this resistance, hoping that I might be able to funnel him into a potential clinical trial.
Mike, any thoughts?
So I think a lot of success in BRAF, right? You know, we should be clear about that. But I also think we have to understand that BRAF intrinsically is a poor prognostic subset. And so even with the successful new targeted therapies we have, it is still a poor prognostic subset. So I think that's just the issue. And so I think, you know, it goes along, we have new treatment options, but also you have to be very cautious with patients saying that the progression free survival control is still fairly limited. You know, we'd say, as you just heard from Maxwell talking about, you know, 4 to 5 months for the median. And that potentially when patients do progress, I think very consistently, you often see kind of a rapid progression and often almost more, you know, systemic symptoms of kind of cachexia and just kind of, you know, fatigue that often occur in that context. So I think the critical issue is that, you know, great that we have new therapeutic options, but also remember that you're still dealing with a subset that I think prognostically we should be talking with our patients slightly differently about in regards to expectations and understanding what these very new therapies, the limitations we still see with these very new targeted combinations.
So actually, let's take a look at a couple of cases before we go any farther. Axel, you had, I don't know if this is a patient you were just talking about, this 66-year-old man. Maybe you can kind of go through that case. Is that the patient you were just talking about?
That's actually the patient I was just talking about.
That's what,
right?
I figured. Yeah, maybe you can go through that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A very interesting patient because he had a BRAF V600E mutant tumor, right-sided cancer, was initially diagnosed with anemia, you know, workup, it was a CT scan. And he had this different pattern of metastasis that we really see in a lot of patients with BRAF V600E mutant tumors. So peritoneal disease, large lymph nodes, also liver metastasis, but also eventually lung metastasis. He had a bowel obstruction, underwent a right hemicolectomy, clearly poor prognosis cancer just from the number of lymph nodes involved, peritoneal disease, and M1C cancer. And our molecular profile identified this V600E mutation, TMB10. And I actually wanted him to get into the ANCHOR study. He didn't qualify due to a low ejection fraction. So I started him on FOLFOXIRI bevacizumab, and he never really responded. He had a rising CA on therapy, had more pain, developed really symptoms from his peritoneal disease and liver metastasis. And then, you know, at some point, you know, we talked about why not use the Beacon triplet. You know, at that time, we had the phase 3 data. And this interesting thing was he had a clinical response within 2 days. I mean, he told me later, it was remarkable. One day he was sick, the other day he was fine and really tolerated the treatment very well. And consistently here with the clinical response, he actually had CT response and had CA response. Very nice. I mean, going from high levels of CA down to trend toward normalization. But today, you know, this is, we're talking about now July, mid-July 2020. He came, he had a CT scan yesterday and had really rapidly progressive disease. Actually, with some interesting things that 2 or 3 of his liver metastases still shrunk. But the rest of the tumor, including a rapidly evolving left supraclavicular lymph node metastasis, had rapidly progressed. And that's one of the reasons why I tried to figure out what's going on and doing a ctDNA assay right now.
Wow. Mike, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the often kind of the BRAF story with kind of rapid, impressive responses, but potentially kind of more on the short-lived time scale. And then when progression does happen, it often is kind of rapid in response. I think, you know, Axel can talk a little bit more about this, but I think the current, you know, kind of metastatic question that's going to be asked is from the Breakwater study, which is actually exploring kind of the idea of combining BRAF targeted therapy with chemotherapy, potentially really kind of seeing if that combination could help address some of these other kind of challenges we're seeing. So there's going to be a frontline kind of evaluation looking at safety where you're looking at your combination of encorafenib and cetuximab with either kind of FOLFOX or FOLFIRI to determine tolerance and then kind of going forward in a larger randomized study to see if that, you know, idea of BRAF targeted therapy plus our kind of classic kind of standard chemotherapy potentially is a way to even get, you know, more success, where we potentially can use chemotherapy to help kind of control some of this rapid resistant clones that potentially are occurring.
Mike, you also had a case. This is a 61-year-old patient. Can you talk about what happened there?
Yeah, so this is a patient that had metastatic adenocarcinoma of the cecum with peritoneal metastases. And so you have your RAS wild type proficient mismatch repair and had a BRAF V600E mutation, and then got standard kind of frontline therapy, FOLFOX bevacizumab, with progression after kind of six cycles. So initial kind of stabilization of disease and then progression. And then we actually initiated on vemurafenib, irinotecan, cetuximab. And I think the issue here is that the patient's best response was progressive disease. You know, I think a lot of times we show cases where the outcome's always kind of, you know, the exception or fantastic. And so I think there are a number of cases where we do see this, right? We see from the comparison of really chemotherapy working at, you know, less than, you know, 5% range, you know, 2%, you know, we heard in regards to the Beacon control arm, you see a marked improvement in that, but still we're talking about response rates that are, you know, well less than kind of, you know, half the population we're treating here. And so in this patient, you know, had extensive peritoneal disease and then just had, you know, robust progression in peritoneal disease following this combination. We subsequently tried to explore potentially a clinical trial, but due to some time in kind of identifying a trial, the patient then had just performance status decline and actually went eventually to hospice care after that kind of two lines of therapy with basically kind of progression through both, which can be what the experience is with BRAF V600E metastatic colorectal cancer.